97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a winner.
Second Amendment Radio and the great outdoors. So glad you're along with us. I'm in here, Mark Cox, here with Bo Matthews, my partner, and Carl Middleman, our big esteemed producer. Carl?
Hi there.
Well done with the music today.
We're celebrating Mark Cox today.
Yes, we are. This is huge news. And I figured
it out.
Thank
you very much. What's that?
I don't know what your age is. I've never asked. I can guess. I can round about. As a child, this man was known as Big Fish. And then in recent years, he's been known as Big Buck. And now he's known as Big Bird.
Thank you very much. We'll get to the count here soon. By the way, yeah, I did have a little success. I got to go duck hunting for only the third time in my life last week.
Yes, and I talked to your son, and he said you're underselling your achievements.
So, Bo, have you ever been duck hunting?
I've never been duck hunting. No, I've been skeet shooting, but no.
Huge up in this area, but particularly up along 79 and in northern St. Charles County there along the river. There are big duck clubs, and some of them are private. I guess most of them are private. I got invited up to one of those duck clubs where they flood the fields, and they have duck blinds out there. And I just have to tell you, I had an epiphany in duck hunting this time, because duck hunting is a far superior sport to deer hunting, in my opinion. Now, can I just tell you that?
Sure,
I was able to sit in the duck blind with these guys. There were four of us total. And we could chat. Like, you don't have to be quiet because the ducks are so far ahead above you, they can't hear you. We lit up a cigar, smoked a nice cigar while we were in there waiting for the ducks to come. And then when you spot ducks, they've got duck calls. They called in the ducks, which I don't have the ability to do. And then all I had to do was pick up my shotgun and shoot at them. It was fantastic. So if you own a duck club and you want to invite me, that's mark.cox@odyssey.com. I had a great time.
Yeah, I grew up in Minnesota. It's big in Iowa. It's big in Minnesota. You know, all the farm fields. Matter of fact, the MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell, he's a big duck hunter guy.
It's a... go ahead.
Yeah, he was on his way back from an Iowa trip, actually, when they... remember, a few months ago, they confiscated his phone in a Hardee's drive-thru or something like that?
I do remember that, yeah.
He was just coming back from duck hunting. So, yeah, that's... I've never done it. Like,
and
I said,
Mark,
I've done skeet shooting.
What are you doing next week?
I'm going pheasant hunting, in fact, down near Herman.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm very excited.
He had success with the ducks. Now he's going to try his hand at pheasant.
And have you? Is it because you're cocky about it? Because you're good with the ducks and you just want to take on everything?
No, I've been going bird hunting like that for a long time, and you know, there's really not there's really not wild bird hunting much these days. I mean, the winter's wiped them out, the population out. So
sure.
you go to these bird preserves where they raise the birds and they take them out and set them out in the fields, and then you walk the fields with a dog, and then the bird has its chance to get away if you're not a very good shot. So I'm going to Black Hawk Valley, and we go down there and hunt quite often. I got a buddy who's got a couple of dogs. So it's fun.
That's exciting.
So nothing like watching a bird dog on point.
So if you followed Mark on Twitter or Facebook, you saw a picture of Mark and his son with four birds.
Yes.
Three of those birds were shot by one Mark Cox.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
I was at a lunch the other day, and my chiropractor, Doc Fader, out in Eureka, and he and his dad really, you know, brought him up duck hunting, bird hunting of all kinds. And that luncheon the other day, because this is the time of the year, oh my gosh, he went on and on and on, and I'm like, oh man, really? I'd rather hear a fish story from Big Fish.
So now, because I'm a neophyte duck hunter and I've had a little success and I can't wait to go back and do it again, I think the season's over the 27th or 28th of December, one of the two. I don't know if I'll get another chance. But now I've been soliciting duck recipes because you need to know the best way to prepare them. And I don't have a huge amount of duck meat, but I do have enough that we're going to, my son and I are going to cook these and enjoy them. So
nice. You know, this is probably the only opportunity that I've ever had to try duck was in a turducken. You know,
yes,
what that is, right?
I do know what a turducken is.
John Madden.
And it's good. It's really good. But on its own, I don't know if it's a solo meat. Can you just eat duck? I guess,
yes.
I'm sure that you can.
So I solicited, of course you can, and I solicited some recipes online when I posted my picture, and I got a lot of really good ideas and a couple of smart-ass comments as well, including one that said you marinate the duck overnight, you know, in some Italian dressing, and then you wrap it with bacon, and you put it in the oven, and you bake it, and then you take it back out and you unwrap the bacon and throw the duck away and eat the bacon. So some people have the, you know, they have their own recipe for it. I'm anxious to try it, and I'm not going to throw the duck away.
I've had Peking duck while I was in Beijing touring China, and it was one of the best meals I've ever had. It is it's a little saltier than a chicken, but it tastes fantastic.
Did you try Peking bat?
No, scorpion.
Oh, scorpion.
I tried a fried scorpion at an outdoor market because my wife said, well, that looks unappetizing. I'm like, I'll try it.
When he That's was good. Touring.
That's true.
Yeah,
I was
with touring. Sammy Hagar. So is there, hold on, correct my memory if it's, I mean, I've seen the movie a gazillion times and I'm sure you have too. A Christmas Story. When they go to the restaurant, the Chinese restaurant,
yes.
Don't they serve them a whole duck on a plate?
Well, they had a turkey that the neighbor's dogs ate, and that's why they wound up going to the Chinese restaurant.
But they did have
right.
duck, right?
Yeah, and then they brought the duck out, and then they left the head on. And so then then the owner of the restaurant just chops the head right off in front of them and scares
okay,
the mom.
I thought it,
yes.
I haven't seen it yet this year. Okay, that's good stuff.
It'll be
well,
on
good
for 24
luck with your
hours.
Duck recipes.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And the pheasant as well. I enjoy it. Looking forward to it. It's good stuff. And the reason my son was bragging to Carl is that the last time we went duck hunting, he got the duck, and I didn't get one. But this
so
time...
He felt for the old man.
For two of these ducks, I brought them down with one shot each.
Dang.
And normally, because when you're duck hunting, you only have three shots.
Well, that's what Brad said. He said he winged one and felt really bad because that duck was
going
to die, but
he
couldn't get it.
Right. And you have to shoot with steel shot. That's required. As opposed to lead, and then I dropped two of them with one shot each, so they were all pretty impressed by that. I'm not sure how I did that.
You couldn't do it again.
Yeah, maybe my new Mantis X training system would help me get even better at that. What do you think?
Yeah, right. Where you went duck hunting, let me ask you though, you said they flood the fields where you were going?
Yes.
Okay, because I did want to point out the picture that I sent you from Washington, Missouri about the water levels being so low.
Yes.
Like dangerously low. You can see complete docks and everything. So I didn't know if that had a play in how much water you were able to flood the water, you know, flood the field with.
It might. You know, these are, and these private duck clubs, I know for sure, they have piping put in and they have pumps and they pump the water in there. I don't know if it's from the river or not. I can't speak to that. I know they have some ponds and stuff on the property.
Sure.
But they, you know, they grow corn there in the summer when they do. I think the flooding impacted some of that in St. Charles County this year. But then after that's harvested and the stalks are still out there, usually to some extent, then they flood that field and put the decoys out and they call the ducks and the ducks come down because they see other ducks there and they assume there's food to eat from, you know, the decaying corn and all that. And that's how you kind of call them in. So
it's like pulling up to a busy restaurant, right?
True.
You got to, you know, there's a line, but we'll it's worth it, I'm sure. Anyway, all right.
We had a good time. You know, one thing we talked about this week on my show was this attempt in the state of Illinois, Bo, to not only ban the sale of AR-15 semi-automatic sporting rifles, but a bunch of others who fit a similar description, and then an untold number of guns in general, because they want to put in place a magazine limitation, a limit on the number of rounds you can have in a magazine, which, while in and of itself doesn't ban a specific gun, it's going to end up banning a lot of handguns. Because a lot of them already come with 10 or 12 round magazine standard. So if you put a 7 or 8 or maybe even a 10 round limit on a magazine, you're going to automatically limit some handguns.
Well, the thing that you got to worry about, too, is what President Biden said. The idea we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is sick. Well, then you're down to single shot.
Yeah.
What is
yeah.
he talking about? That's just nuts. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
It's disturbing in a lot of ways. We're going to talk to, you know, one of the organizations in this country that is on the front line of this is Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. I know is their website, and they're involved in a lot of lawsuits across the country, and they're trying to fight this bill that's still working its way through the legislature in Springfield. We're going to talk to Aiden Johnson coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
Yep, and we're going to save you some money on your ammo and your shooting and your accuracy. We're going to talk with our Mantis X rep that's coming up. Of course, Mantis X, you've been seeing the advertising. Maybe you're getting the emails or whatever. It's a wonderful technology. And even if you're not a gun owner yourself, if you're shopping for Christmas for a gun owner, this would be a great gift. And we're going to talk to the regional manager for the area of 10 states. Coming up from Mantis X. Pretty exciting.
More of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors straight ahead.
It is Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Alongside Mark Cox, I'm Bo Matthews, and Carl Middleman is our executive producer. There he is right there. And this segment is brought to you proudly by Razorback Armory. Razorback Armory is Indo Pair. They're a gun concierge. They offer firearms, accessories, gift cards if you're Christmas shopping. And don't forget, they also sell Mantis X. Mantis X is what we're going to learn about in this segment, because I'm telling you, Mark, I have found the ways of training. I've been wasting ammo all my life because, as I've mentioned on the show, I'm right arm dominant, left eye dominant. And until I shot with the guys from the Eureka Police Department, I've been wasting ammo all my life. It's
really?
Terrible.
Really?
So, all my life.
So Mantis X can fix all of that, is what you're telling me. And let's welcome in Richard Wright Jr. He's one of the territory managers for Mantis X, covering about 10 states, to talk a little bit more about, first of all, just the importance of training to begin with. Richard, 100%. Welcome in.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Yeah, great to have you on. And, you know, I mean, Bo was just talking about that. He went and did a little bit of training with one of our local police departments here, I believe the Eureka Police Department. And, of course, they schooled him.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you use Mantis, it'll humble you.
I bet. Now, and I want to mention, by the way, RazorbackArmory.com is where one place you can get it, but you can buy it online as well. Tell us, with your experience with this, you cover 10 states in this region. I bet it's a hot item for Christmas, wouldn't you say?
Yes, and we're killing it right now at Christmas time. Our shipping is so backed up right now that UPS is like, hey, you guys are killing us.
But you're doing it accurately. Let's talk about the system itself, because I see on your website, I just received an email from you guys, which is really weird. The robots are listening. Tell us about, the price point, where it starts.
So our X10 is $249, and we have an X2 that is, the lowest is $99, and that's our X2. But we encourage everybody to get the X10 because it does so much more, and it's future-proof. So all the new drills, everything that comes out software-wise, all the upgrades come to the X10 first.
Now, you've been making some pretty big claims in your advertising as far as, like, 95% improve their shooting within 20 minutes. Talk to us about how that works.
So what Mantis is, it's an intelligent shooting performance system. It'll analyze your weaknesses and your strengths. It'll identify those weaknesses, and then it helps correct them. And it does it in a simplified manner. Once you connect our smart sensor to your Bluetooth device, whether it's Android or iOS, you go into the software and you pick multiple drills. So, for instance, we have one right now called the holster draw analysis. That's one of our most popular drills and most sought-after ones. None of the other, the X2s, the X3s, the X7s, the X8s don't do that. Only the X10 does. It's a analysis from the beat to the trigger press. Makes you faster coming out of the holster, shows you how fast, accurately you're coming out of the holster. I should say efficiently coming out of the holster and landing that possible lethal shot that you need. Through our analytics, once you start, let's say you pick the Mantis X benchmark, once you fire the 10 shots, it will give you your analysis. Once you scroll over to our second screen, it'll show you the deficiencies. You click on that, and it should show you a visual, like a video or a picture of what you're doing incorrectly and how it should look correctly. It gives you a description of what you're doing wrong, and it tells you how to fix it.
Wow.
When you scroll to the third screen, it will actually show you if it was caused by a grip issue or a trigger press issue.
So tell me, act for a moment like I have no idea what this system is. What is attached to the gun that transmits this information to Bluetooth?
It's a small little sensor, a little bit bigger than a quarter.
Okay.
And it slides onto your pick rail. If you don't have a firearm that has a pick rail, we have multiple options. We have the universal mag rail adapter. We have base plate adapters. We have barrel rail adapters. And those are pretty hot right now. It's actually a Picatinny rail with a stem that goes into your barrel, allows you to put the sensor on there. Once the sensor clips on, all you do is hit the power button and go. It's easy peasy, and the sensor is very small. It'll fit in your pocket.
Yeah, it sounds so simple to improve. I mean, it's an investment, right? In improving your ability as a shooter.
Correct. And you know what one of the best things with Mantis is? Not only are you getting this training, but you get 50,000 shots or 20 hours of continuous usage on one charge. So you literally do not have to recharge this sensor for months.
Wow. That's really cool. Now, you know, there is a big hurdle that I have not been able to make. Richard D. Wright Jr. is our representative from Mantis X, territory manager, talking to us about this technology. The one hump I can't get over, and I have not purchased the product yet. I've asked Santa for one, but we'll see what happens. Here's the thing. There's a difference between a dry fire shooting and a round in it. I mean, because the recoil. And how do we get over that hump to understand that this really will improve our shooting?
Well, everybody puts an emphasis on the recoil. Okay, the recoil is a byproduct of the round going off, and you need that for your follow-through.
Yes.
What Mantis does is it takes you back to the basics and your fundamentals. If you do not have those fundamentals, your trigger press, your grip, that round, when you have that live round, you have that recoil, you're not going to be hit where you're aiming. This fixes that. It'll show you where you're going to impact on the target. So on our fourth screen, there's actually a targeting system, and we'll show you the target. And it will show you all your movement before the trigger press to the end of the trigger press.
Wow.
So you can literally dry fire and see where you're going to impact with a live round.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So, again, Richard, for somebody who's not physically seen the system, the Bluetooth is connected to your phone. Is this something you can keep and look at online, like from your home computer, or is it all on the app on your phone?
So you can we have two ways of doing that. You can log into train.mantisx.com, log into your account, and then you get so much more information on there. You get spreadsheets. You get all kinds of other analytics on that side, on the PC side of the web, okay? You can download Excel sheets, things of that sort. But you can also go into the app and hit history and see what you've done. A few things that people don't know about with our Mantis X 10 is that you can change whatever pistol you're using. You can, if it's not in our system, you can actually add it, and it'll know those parameters of that firearm. And the other thing they don't know is when you scroll all the way down on our training drill screen, we have courses of fire. We have marksmanship courses. We have combat courses. So you can start out as a man with our introduction course, then go to our basic marksmanship, go to our advanced marksmanship and elite marksmanship. By the time you hit elite, you're going to be in a professional level shooter.
Wow. That's very cool. Is there any firearms that can be damaged by dry firing? And does this work on revolvers? That was another question somebody had asked me.
This works on any firearm, rifle, pistol, shotgun, and even bows. With the firearms, you can do a dry fire or live fire. And yes, it will work on a revolver. You just have to have some way to mount it. In our X10, we ship it with a universal mag rail adapter in the box, or you can use the barrel rail adapter or bore rail adapters, and those are the adapters that go in the barrel. Now, granted, they won't be able to do live fire with that barrel obstruction, and we don't encourage it. Sure. We've done lots of dry fire practicing with live fire, with real firearms, and we have not damaged any of them yet.
Wow.
We've got guns that have had 5,000 round or dry fire sessions.
Nothing's ever damaged.
Yeah. And here's the thing that a lot of people don't realize right now. The Mantis X10 is our hottest selling product, but we have other products. So we have a trainer for the AR-15. It's an auto trigger reset system. You drop a bolt carrier group in, you drop our battery pack in, and you can literally just train with your AR and have it reset for you. It's pretty awesome. The United States Marine Corps, the U.S. Army, and United States Special Operations Command are using our product now.
Dang, that's cool. That's good for business, yeah. I'm sure, those government contracts.
It's really good for business. And we've got thousands of police departments across the country and tactical teams using and training with our system. Heck, we have celebrities using it, and you guys know their names, Coleon Noir, Jerry Michalak. We've got a very famous rapper that uses it. He's an instructor and a trainer in Chicago, but Twista uses it. We've got several celebrities from the TV show Top Shot using it. We've got a wide gamut of people using this.
Name dropper.
Yeah, so for people, Richard, who might want to try to pick one of these up, I mean, I know locally, as Bo talks about all the time, one of his sponsors, Razorback Armory, is one of your local stores that carries this, correct?
Yeah, they're our premier dealer in the St. Louis area.
Hey, we like to hear that. All right, yeah, well, Richard D.
That means they have every one of our products in stock available.
They're great. Richard D. Wright Jr., did Richard D. Wright Sr. teach you how to shoot as a kid?
He actually didn't like guns.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, sometimes the sheep strays away. That's all right.
You know, real quick, the way I learned how to handle firearms and my safety came from my stepfather, who was a United States Marine, and who was in Vietnam, and he actually got me into shooting firearms and safety and things of that sort.
Well, and everybody can improve on their accuracy and a lot of other aspects of it. Mantis X, Territory Manager Richard D. Wright Jr., thank you so much for joining us on the program. So close, just in time for Christmas, actually. But I really have been stressing, and we do on the show every week, training is key, and this is one way you can do it without going through a bunch of ammo at the range, which you should do. But maybe you can, you know, curtail it back a little bit and save a little bit of money when you get your Mantis X system. Thank you. Very, very good information. And Merry Christmas to you, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. And Merry Christmas to you guys.
Yep. Good to find out about that. Maybe you've been looking for a stocking stuffer. There's an idea for you. Coming up, speaking of AR-15s, there are friends over in the People's Republic of Illinois would like to ban them. And then make you a criminal if you don't go out and put yours on a registry. We're going to talk to Aiden Johnson, the Federal Affairs Director, coming up for the Gun Owners of America. Stay tuned. You're listening to Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. The Great Outdoors. We have a little TSO here, Carl. Is that what we're listening
to? That's what this is, yes.
I thought so.
They were in town last weekend.
Good stuff. That's like a rock concert and a Christmas concert all at the same time. If you've never been down there. Hey, by the way.
You know, I went.
What's that?
I went years ago and I fell asleep. It's so relaxing.
How could you relax? It's so loud.
Screaming electric guitars.
Wow.
I don't know.
I don't know. You know, if I lived in Illinois, I wouldn't be relaxing right now. Let me tell you why. Because these folks that run that joint have come up with some cockamamie gun control legislation called the Protect Illinois Communities Act. And basically, it would make you a potential criminal for the AR-15 you already have in your safe, and it would prevent you from buying any more of them. We've got Aiden Johnson on the phone with us this morning, Gun Owners of America's Federal Affairs Director, and great to have him back. Aiden, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing fine. Want to remind people, you're a St. Louis native, aren't you?
I am. I grew up in St. Louis City and then later the county.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought I remembered that from the last time we had you on. Well, thanks for giving us a little bit of time today. This is an important issue that everybody in the sound of our voice, and we got a lot of listeners in Southern Illinois, need to understand what's going on with this Protect Illinois Communities Act.
Well, to begin with, this sort of thing is an absolutely insane infringement on your Second Amendment rights. To say that you can't own a firearm that you already own, or that you can't purchase a particular type of firearm because it's too scary or it's too dangerous, is absolutely absurd. Our founding fathers gave us a Second Amendment to keep and bear arms, and they didn't put limitations on that. At the founding, you were able to own cannons. People were able to own privately owned privateers, boats with tons of cannons on them. So you absolutely have a right to own an AR-15, particularly for home defense, particularly to defend yourself from a criminal or an oppressive government.
Aiden, I want to mention something I mentioned the last week or the week before. It's my new mantra. I don't own assault weapons. I own defense weapons. And when you think of, you know, the anniversary of Sandy Hook, which was a horrible situation, those that were used were assault weapons. Most Americans, most law-abiding gun owners have defense weapons. And as we mentioned in the previous segment, we train, we, you know, buy accessories, we invest in our hobby, if you will, but it's also a great defense. Now, as you know, you look back at the results of the runoff in Georgia last week, it seems like, you know, it is getting just razor thin. So what is the Gun Owners of America doing in helping in defending our Second Amendment?
Well, so we're going to put it back on this law, and we are always constantly vigilant in other state capitals and in Washington, D.C., to make sure that we can actively, our members, keep you informed when gun control is proposed, when it is moving, when it might possibly pass. But I think you make a really great point about, quote-unquote, assault weapons. They are, the guns that I own are purely used for self-defense, and that is the intention and the desire of millions and millions of Americans, the vast majority of people that possess these things. But I was looking at what the Democrats were saying when they proposed this bill, how they want to cut down on crime in their communities. Do you know what kind of guns that criminals use? Handguns. Do you know what the Democrats are trying to ban right now? Your home defense rifle. It's absolutely ridiculous. Now, I'm not saying we should ban handguns. Handguns are also wonderful, phenomenal tools for self-defense outside of the home. I carry one every day that I legally can. But it does go to show that the legislators are not actually trying to target the problem they're talking about. They're using a problem like crime or violence to scare you into giving up your constitutional rights. And that's outrageous.
Yeah, more people are killed with hammers every year than these scary black rifles. And these legislators need look no further than the ridiculous crime rates in the city of Chicago to understand that most of those are committed by handguns and not rifles. I mean, it really is sad that they've got a super majority over there, and they're really running rampant with it. Now, Aiden, I know that, and God, I don't know if Gun Owners of America is part of this lawsuit or not, because you guys are involved in so many of them. I know there's been an effort to attack or eliminate the FOID requirement in Illinois. Can you give us an update on that? Do you know anything about that?
You know, I'm not quite sure what the status of that legislation or of that lawsuit is right now. That is not a GOA case, but we're okay. Certainly supportive of it. The FOID card is an absolute infringement on the Second Amendment. The Supreme Court recently gave us a test that if something, so you're going to write a law about a gun, it has to abide by the text of the Second Amendment, and it has to be part of our historical tradition. The Second Amendment says that the right to keep and bear shall not be infringed. That means no card, no permission from the government, and certainly there were no FOID cards being issued at the founding of our nation. So absolutely unconstitutional.
Well, I do want to give you this quote, and I'm sure you know it, but State Representative Bob Morgan, Democrat of Deerfield, like the northern suburbs in Illinois, Highland Park, he says, gun violence is destroying families and communities from East St. Louis to Highland Park to Chicago, and this moment demands urgency. It is time that we had the political courage to admit that guns are a problem and that we can do something about it. I'm interested to know if you have the information, if this man and his family and community is in danger, because when you go to, I mean, people used to do Christmas shopping trips to Chicago. I have not heard one person saying they're headed to the Miracle Mile because of the headlines we read. What do you think of his quote?
Well, again, I think that speaks to the fact that he's blaming, he's using fear of violence, of, oh, these communities are so dangerous, and then blaming assault weapons, which, you know, first of all, don't exist. Second of all, aren't the main source of firearms being used in crimes. If you really wanted to defend those communities, if you really want to help those people in those crime-ridden areas, then you would be working to help them exercise their constitutional right to defend themselves and to protect themselves from crime. Carry a firearm, shoot back, defend your community and your home and the people that you love.
Aiden Johnson, our guest, Federal Affairs Director for the Gun Owners of America. Aiden, kind of drill down on this Protect Illinois Communities Act, HB 5855. I know, among other things, it would limit magazine capacity and it would outlaw the sale of semi-automatic sporting rifles, of a number of them, I think maybe up to 75 or 100 different kinds. And then if you owned one, it would give you a period of time to bring it in and get it registered, or you too would be a criminal, correct?
I believe that's the case. And I think there's also a program to create a team that will monitor the trafficking of illegal guns across the state lines, which for everyone who conceal carries a firearm in St. Louis means you, when you go across the Mississippi by accident because you miss a turn, or just in your day-to-day life, you, a law-abiding American exercising your right to carry a firearm in Missouri, crossing state lines into Illinois where they don't recognize your permit, are then someone who's illegally trafficking firearms across state lines. You are not a criminal. You are just an American exercising your rights, but this bill will crack down on you too.
The magazine capacity thing is really an issue for me because, you know, the more the merrier. And again, when we're talking about these laws and stuff, this is only going to affect law-abiding gun owners. It's not going to affect criminals that are up to no good, which, by the way, it's probably a good thing that they don't practice and go to the range and they don't own a Mantis X because they're not good at shooting. But this is so serious when it comes to magazine capacity, because it's like saying you can only have, two drinks on Christmas Eve or one eggnog. We're going to limit you. And it just seems so unfair, because if you have the capacity of 30 rounds or something like that at the range, that comes in handy.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. And I want to drill down on the fact that the Dems use, the anti-gunners use the phrase high-capacity magazine. But for a lot of firearms, these things come standard. You might have 17 rounds in a Glock 17, 15 rounds in a Glock 19. You might have 30 rounds that came standard with your AR-15. Right. So a 10-round magazine is limiting the technology of a firearm. It is a lower-capacity magazine than standard. And so the whole high-capacity is a misnomer, again, just to try to poison the well and make it sound like, why would you ever need something like that? Well, you might need 30 rounds to defend yourself if five guys break in to loot your home and you want to defend your family. It's important. It's your right. And how dare they take that away?
Yeah, and it's nobody's business. I mean, quite frankly, it's a backdoor attempt to eliminate additional weapons, correct? Because if you have a Glock 15 or you have a 43X or whatever that's got 15 rounds in the magazine, what are they going to do if they pull you over? Can they search you and make sure that you bought an altered magazine for that particular gun? Because that's the magazine designed to fit in it. It either holds 12 or 15 rounds in a 43X. So in effect, it's a backdoor way of of trying to effectively ban additional weapons.
Yes, we need the same time again. The Democrats don't mind that if the gun only comes with a magazine of 11 or greater rounds and there are no 10-round magazines available, they're happy to continue to ban those magazines. So if you own that gun, you cannot own the magazine. You cannot shoot it. They're happy with that. They don't mind.
Radio and the great outdoors. We have a little TSO here, Carl. Is that what we're listening
to? That's what this is, yes.
I thought so.
They were in town last weekend.
Good stuff. That's like a rock concert and a Christmas concert all at the same time. If you've never been down there. Hey, by the way.
You know, I went.
What's that?
I went years ago and I fell asleep. It's so relaxing.
How could you relax? It's so loud.
Screaming electric guitars.
Wow.
I don't know.
You know, if I lived in Illinois, I wouldn't be relaxing right now. Let me tell you why. Because these folks that run that joint have come up with some cockamamie gun control legislation called the Protect Illinois Communities Act. And basically, it would make you a potential criminal for the AR-15 you already have in your safe. And it would prevent you from buying any more of them. We've got Aiden Johnson on the phone with us this morning, Gun Owners of America's Federal Affairs Director, and great to have him back. Aiden, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing fine. Want to remind people, you're a St. Louis native, aren't you?
I am. I grew up in St. Louis City and then later the county.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought I remembered that from the last time we had you on. Well, thanks for giving us a little bit of time today. This is an important issue that everybody in the sound of our voice, and we got a lot of listeners in Southern Illinois, need to understand what's going on with this Protect Illinois Communities Act.
Well, to begin with, this sort of thing is an absolutely insane infringement on your Second Amendment rights. To say that you can't own a firearm that you already own, or that you can't purchase a particular type of firearm because it's too scary or it's too dangerous, is absolutely absurd. Our founding fathers gave us a Second Amendment to keep and bear arms, and they didn't put limitations on that. At the founding, you were able to own cannon. People were able to own privately owned privateers, boats with tons of cannons on them. So you absolutely have a right to own an AR-15, particularly for home defense, particularly to defend yourself from a criminal or a oppressive government.
Aiden, I want to mention something I mentioned the last week or the week before. It's my new mantra. I don't own assault weapons. I own defense weapons. And when you think of, you know, the anniversary of Sandy Hook, which was a horrible situation, those that were used were assault weapons. Most Americans, most law-abiding gun owners have defense weapons. And as we mentioned in the previous segment, we train, we, you know, buy accessories, we invest in our hobby, if you will, but it's also a great defense. Now, as you know, you look back at the results of the runoff in Georgia last week, it seems like, you know, it is getting just razor thin. So what is the Gun Owners of America doing in helping in defending our Second Amendment?
Well, so we're going to put it back on this law, and we are always constantly vigilant in other state capitals and in Washington, D.C., to make sure that we can actively, our members, keep you informed when gun control is proposed, when it is moving, when it might possibly pass. But I think you make a really great point about, quote-unquote, assault weapons. They are, the guns that I own are purely used for self-defense, and that is the intention and the desire of millions and millions of Americans, the vast majority of people that possess these things. But I was looking at what the Democrats were saying when they proposed this bill, how they want to cut down on crime in their communities. Do you know what kind of guns that criminals use? Handguns. Do you know what the Democrats are trying to ban right now? Your home defense rifle. It's absolutely ridiculous. Now, I'm not saying we should ban handguns. Handguns are also wonderful, phenomenal tools for self-defense outside of the home. I carry one every day that I legally can. But it does go to show that the legislators are not actually trying to target the problem they're talking about. They're using a problem like crime or violence to scare you into giving up your constitutional rights.
and that's outrageous.
Yeah, more people are killed with hammers every year than these scary black rifles. And these legislators need look no further than the ridiculous crime rates in the city of Chicago to understand that most of those are committed by handguns and not rifles. I mean, it really is sad that they've got a super majority over there, and they're running. They're really running rampant with it. Now, Aiden, I know that, and God, I don't know if Gun Owners of America is part of this lawsuit or not, because you guys are involved in so many of them. I know there's been an effort to attack or eliminate the FOID requirement in Illinois. Can you give us an update on that? Do you know anything about that?
You know, I'm not quite sure what the status of that legislation or of that lawsuit is right now. That is not a GOA case, but we're certainly supportive of it. The FOID card is an absolute infringement on the Second Amendment. The Supreme Court recently gave us a test that if something, so you're going to write a law about a gun, it has to abide by the text of the Second Amendment, and it has to be part of our historical tradition. The Second Amendment says that the right to keep and bear shall not be infringed. That means no card, no permission from the government, and certainly there were no FOID cards being issued at the founding of our nation. So absolutely unconstitutional.
Well, I do want to give you this quote, and I'm sure you know it, but State Representative Bob Morgan, Democrat of Deerfield, like the northern suburbs in Illinois, Highland Park, he says, gun violence is destroying families and communities from East St. Louis to Highland Park to Chicago, and this moment demands urgency. It is time that we had the political courage to admit that guns are a problem and that we can do something about it. I'm interested to know if you have the information, if this man and his family and community is in danger, because when you go to, I mean, people used to do Christmas shopping trips to Chicago. I have not heard one person saying they're headed to the Miracle Mile because of the headlines we read. What do you think of his quote?
Well, again, I think that speaks to the fact that he's blaming, he's using fear of violence, of, oh, these communities are so dangerous, and then blaming assault weapons, which, you know, first of all, don't exist. Second of all, aren't the main source of firearms being used in crimes. If you really wanted to defend those communities, if you really want to help those people in those crime-ridden areas, then you'd be working to help them exercise their constitutional right to defend themselves and to protect themselves from crime. Carry a firearm, shoot back, defend your community and your home and the people that you love.
Aiden Johnson, our guest, Federal Affairs Director for the Gun Owners of America. Aiden, kind of drill down on this Protect Illinois Communities Act, HB 5855. I know, among other things, it would limit magazine capacity and it would outlaw the sale of semi-automatic sporting rifles, a number of them, I think maybe up to 75 or 100 different kinds. And then if you owned one, it would give you a period of time to bring it in and get it registered, or you too would be a criminal, correct?
I believe that's the case. And I think there's also a program to create a team that will monitor the trafficking of illegal guns across the state lines, which for everyone who conceal carries a firearm in St. Louis means you, when you go across the Mississippi by accident because you miss a turn, or just in your day-to-day life, you, a law-abiding American exercising your right to carry a firearm in Missouri, crossing state lines into Illinois where they don't recognize your permit, are then someone who's illegally trafficking firearms across state lines. You are not a criminal. You are just an American exercising your rights, but this bill will crack down on you too.
The magazine capacity thing is really an issue for me because, you know, the more the merrier. And again, when we're talking about these laws and stuff, this is only going to affect law-abiding gun owners. It's not going to affect criminals that are up to no good, which, by the way, it's probably a good thing that they don't practice and go to the range and they don't own a Mantis X because they're not good at shooting. But this is so serious when it comes to magazine capacity, because it's like saying you can only have, two drinks on Christmas Eve or one eggnog. We're going to limit you. And it just seems so unfair, because if you have the capacity of 30 rounds or something like that at the range, that comes in handy.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. And I want to drill down on the fact that the Dems use, the anti-gunners use the phrase high-capacity magazine. But for a lot of firearms,
these things come standard. You might have 17 rounds in a Glock 17, 15 rounds in a Glock 19, you might have 30 rounds that came standard with your AR-15. Right. So a 10-round magazine is limiting the technology of the firearm. It is a lower-capacity magazine than standard. And so the whole high capacity is a misnomer, again, just to try to poison the well and make it sound like, why would you ever need something like that? Well, you might need 30 rounds to defend yourself if five guys break in to loot your home and you want to defend your family. It's important. It's your right. And how dare they take that away?
Yeah, and it's nobody's business. I mean, quite frankly, it's a backdoor attempt to eliminate additional weapons, correct? Because if you have a Glock 15 or you have a 43X or whatever that's got 15 rounds in the magazine, what are they going to do if they pull you over? Can they search you and make sure that you bought an altered magazine for that particular gun? Because that's the magazine designed to fit in it. It either holds 12 or 15 rounds in a 43X. So in effect, it's a backdoor way of trying to effectively ban additional weapons.
Yes, but at the same time, again, the Democrats don't mind that if the gun only comes with a magazine of 11 or greater rounds and there are no 10-round magazines available, they're happy to continue to ban those magazines. So if you own that gun, you cannot own the magazine. You cannot shoot it. They're happy with that. They don't mind because their goal is not to limit magazine capacity and make the world safer. Their goal is just to ban as much as they possibly can. Ban your guns, ban your accessories, get rid of the ammo, so you can't have a Second Amendment to exercise.
Okay, going to put my tinfoil hat on. I do this usually once a week. Mark can attest to that. So we've been hearing in big media, when they say AR, they call it an assault rifle, right? We can all agree that that's what's pumped out into the media. So just as we're having this conversation, I punched in my Google AR definition. You know what the first result is? Augmented reality.
What?
Is AR a Scrabble word?
Like a video game.
Yeah, seriously.
Like the goggles you put on. Like the Oculus. Yeah.
Like on the first page, there's no information about Aerolite, a firearm.
Armalite.
You have to click on something else. Oh my gosh, this is just amazing. Okay, tinfoil hats off.
Well, that's okay. It's not a tinfoil hat if you type it into the search engine and that's what comes up. They're filtering it.
I know, because somebody might say, "What's an AR?" But it's not an assault rifle; it's a defense weapon. That's what it is. There you go.
It's amazing. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, so big tech, man.
That's true. Aiden, tell me specifically what is GOA's involvement here in terms of fighting this thing? Do you have people on the ground in Springfield that are pushing back on this?
Yes, so absolutely. So we have a regional director that is monitoring the situation. If you sign up for our action alerts, we will tell you when as the bill moves through the political process, and you can take action with a quick click of a few buttons and tell your state representatives to vote no, to vote against this bill, and to support your constitutional right to have a defense weapon in your home and to carry it with you for self-defense.
Well, and this show definitely carries into Illinois, but every state, you should do that. And actually, since I became a part of this show, Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors, when we talk to a guest and they mention, go to this website, sign up, or click here, contact your representative, I've been doing that. And I don't know what you call that, but I'm trying to be a good person here and follow rules. Aiden Johnston, thank you so much for joining us on Gun Owners of America. Any information you want to share with people if they want to find out more about what you're doing every day?
Yeah, so if you go to gunowner.org, you can join us, you can become a member, and please continue to take action. I'm glad to hear that you've been doing it. It's so important that people maintain contact with their elected representatives. It doesn't end after the election. Congress and the state legislatures are an ongoing political process, and you need to be involved.
Yeah, it's a great point. GOA.org, correct?
Gunowners.org. Or at Gun Owners on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Gunowners.org. My apologies for that. All right, gunowners.org. Aiden Johnston, thank you. Have a Merry Christmas.
All right, you too, guys.
Yep, we appreciate that. Yeah, good stuff. So glad to get him in here talking about that. People need to be aware. I mean, they're going to rubber stamp this, and the governor, Pritzker, is going to sign it as fast as he can, and suddenly you are on a gun registry in the state of Illinois. That fast.
Yeah, there may be more talk about splitting a northern Illinois and a southern Illinois like North and South Dakota. You never know.
A court will stop this at some point. I'm convinced based on the last Supreme Court ruling, they will end up stopping this. I just know it. That's good.
Well, and as the criminals change their tactics going into neighborhoods and things like that, I would believe that there are law-abiding gun owners that really will push back. So do your due diligence and follow what we're advising what to do.
Yep. Get out there. If you're shopping this weekend, I just tell you, I'll put in a pitch here. I know that obviously we talk a lot about Razorback because they're one of Bo's sponsors. My friends over at the Range St. Louis West, they're having their 12 days of Christmas. They're having different specials every day right up to the 24th. So if you're into the shooting sports, if you want that Manus X, go over to Razorback. If you're looking for any sort of shooting training and all that, they got great stuff at the Range St. Louis West. Go have some fun this weekend. Exercise your Second Amendment rights.
Absolutely. Thank you for listening to Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. For Carl Middleman, our executive producer, Mark Cox, have a great rest of your weekend.
Merry Christmas.
See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.